Hey, welcome to Girls in Heels. On today's show, I got a story about my drunk neighbor.
A lot of drunk stories.
A lot of drunk stories because you guys are back from vacation.
Yes.
I'm sure there's some drunk vacation stories you got to tell me about. I'll be filling you guys in on some of the important entertainment stories you might have missed because I was dying to hear your opinion.
And you weren't here,
so now I have to ask you now because there's one particular story that I really think you'll have an opinion about, both of you, and
okay.
I cannot wait to hear it.
I have one ear that I can hear from and one not. How is this?
Maybe your headphones are all screwy. I don't know.
That's okay. I can hear you from my left ear.
We can get you different headphones
if you
like. No, it's
okay.
I can hear
you from my left ear, girl.
Okay, good. Well, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, with my co-host, Teresa Apreya, and Nicole Napolitano from Bravo's Real Housewives of New Jersey. Ladies, it's so nice to see you again. I really missed you guys last week. I ended up playing our demo.
Oh my gosh.
For everybody.
I can't wait.
Which I'm glad that I did because I forgot how good our demo was. People were like, how'd you get that job? And it's like, you know what? Listen to our demo because it is right there. The very first time that we got on a microphone together, it was magic.
Oh my goodness.
It was love at first word.
I just got back, so I've been so out of sorts and I haven't really been on social media. So now I have to go listen to it.
I have to tell you, being on a cruise is very strange, first of all. No, really. I don't know if you know what? We've done it like, what, I don't know, 3 years in a row. I don't know if I can do it again. It just is so strange. Like, you are really out of sorts because you don't have your phone on you. Everyone kind of puts their phone away, you know, it's like, and you're just there in the moment, which is very nice. But then at the same time, we were all saying, us and all the adults, the kids loved it, believe it or not. We were saying, how strange, like, you're just away for a week and just, you're not watching TV, you're not really hearing what's going on in the world and with politics. So I can't wait to hear what's been going on.
I'd love to fill you in on politics and the important stuff.
But I want to talk
about Kim Kardashian.
Exactly. Don't fill us in on politics. I don't want to hear it.
I wouldn't be able to fill you in because I'm sort of a political dummy. You know, I try and stay away from like serious news. To me, news is what Kim Kardashian is up to.
Exactly.
Pop culture. Gwen Stefani, how's her relationship going with Blake Shelton? That stuff is the stuff that interests me.
Exactly.
So here is the big entertainment story last week.
Yes.
That the minute it happened, I was like, oh, I got to get on the air with the twins because I got to know what you guys think.
Okay.
So you know how Kim Kardashian is very into showing us pictures of her naked body?
Yes.
So last week, she released this photo. It was her and Emily Ratajkowski. She's the one from Blurred Lines, that really hot
okay.
model who's just mm-hmm. starting to do a little acting, whatever. So the two of them are absolutely gorgeous. So they released this photograph of the two of them completely topless from the waist up. They're wearing jeans and nothing else.
Okay.
So it's just like, you know, tits ahoy.
Yeah.
And they're both giving the finger.
Oh.
And so the conversation that week was, it was one of three things. Is this a calculated move that Kim Kardashian realized she wasn't being talked about this week?
Mm-hmm.
Is it completely feminist and great that she is in control of her body and her image and she could be naked or not whenever she wants to? Or is this sending a terrible message to her kids because they're going to see it at some point? She's a mom. I mean, should she just stop this already? So of those three things, which one do you guys fall on? I'm kind of curious. Nicole, you look like you're about to say something.
I just think she's a narcissist. She loves herself. She will do anything for attention. And I think as a mother, she's really hasn't made such great decisions in the past, so I'm not surprised that she would do that now. I don't think she's a good example of a mom. That's just my opinion.
I mean, showing your body
and being naked on top, I mean, come on.
Don't you think there's other ways to be empowering?
Yes.
I think there's other ways as feminists to be empowering. That's my opinion.
And not sticking your middle finger
Hey,
up.
Listen, and like I said, we're not one to judge. If it makes her happy, floats her boat, you know, floats her little titties there, let her do it. But, you know, I just feel as though there's other ways to empower other women, children, you know, to be a good example. Sticking the finger up is kind of like, fuck you.
And having your shirts off.
I mean, I think the body's beautiful. I mean, hey, listen, that doesn't affect me. I mean, you're on a beach, you know, you're in Europe, take your boobs out.
But this is on social media.
That's what I'm saying.
There is a place for everything.
That's what I'm saying. There is a place for everything.
So if you want to pose naked, go and you know, do a layout for Playboy and do it where older people will see it, not where all ages and young kids are going to see you.
That's a very good point. Right, you're right, because it was on social media, so anybody can see it. And it's not like she was posing for a well-known artist or photographer and it was an art piece.
Right. Go to Bruce Weber. He does beautiful.
Exactly.
Sexy
shots, you know?
Yeah, so I think it was that. I think it was that. Some other. I think Kimmy wasn't getting enough attention that week, so she had to get attention. So I think it's A.
Okay.
She did it for attention.
News story number two that you missed. Poor Drew Barrymore. I got to tell you, I love Drew
Love her. Number three, yes.
Love her. Her since she's a little girl. I love the fact. My favorite thing about her is when she went through her worst time in her life, where she was like an alcoholic at 10, she was smart enough to realize that her parents were just way too fucked up to help her. So she went to Steven Spielberg, who she felt was kind of like a dad to her, and said, help me. And he did. So was the one that changed. That turned her life around. He was her mentor. So the fact that at 10 she knew to go to him is just, she's amazing. So, and she's done some really great things since and has her own production company. Very empowering. Love her. Third divorce. Just announced that she and husband, Will Koppelman, are getting divorced. They have two young daughters together. And they would have been married 4 years this June. This is Drew's longest marriage so far, but it's her third divorce. What the fuck is wrong with her?
I don't think it's her. It's marriage. I don't think it's easy in Hollywood. It's Hollywood.
I think it's very difficult to be around all those people and that lifestyle.
I think marriage in itself.
Like Teresa said, marriage is hard.
I don't think it's her.
I don't think everyone is cut out for marriage. And if it's a third marriage, I think, Drew, baby, I love you, but...
Take a little break.
No more marriages for you.
Take a break. It's funny you brought her up because I just saw, actually there was a movie on the cruise that I watched, and it was her when they went to South Africa with Adam Sandler. And I was just looking at her and I was telling Nicole, I'm like, I always say it every time I see her, I like would want to be friends with Drew Barrymore. I would want to hang with her. She's like my go-to girl.
Yeah. She's
like
ride or
die girl. Yeah. She's just
because even when you see her on interviews, she just seems so real, so down to earth. Fun,
yeah, very likable.
Yeah, so about the marriage, maybe just take a break. But
she's,
I don't think it's her.
Not take a break. She's not cut out for marriage. That's
Or she's maybe she's a terrible decision maker. Maybe the men that she chooses are not there for the long haul. 4 years is not a long time. It's not like she's with the guy 15 years and it didn't work. It was only 4 years. So I just think she's a terrible decision maker when it comes to men.
Let's blame it on her.
You know what? I'm not gonna fault Drew Barrymore in anything because I like her. I'm blaming it on her husband.
I'm blaming all the ex-husbands and the men that she married. Yeah. It's all their
fault. We were just talking about this. Isn't it all about decisions? I mean, we have not made the best decisions.
Nope.
You haven't? Nope. How so? I think you guys are great decision makers. Why are you not?
I think I happen to be better. Mommy.
Really?
Mommy. First of all, I'm calling Nicole Mommy today because as we walk in CBS.
You've got to tell the story. Come on. Please. It's
mommy.
Funny.
I don't know whether I want to shoot myself or shoot him, I told him.
Or shoot me. She was not very happy. We walk in, have my little leather pants on and my cool little boots. Nicole looks very pretty, too. She's definitely... you know, in her black today, in her little Louis Vuitton scarf, which is not my look today, and her little pumps, and very nice little spiky Louis Vuitton pumps, and so I have my little T-shirt on, my little leather and turquoise belt.
Like, you definitely look a lot, you look very hip and young and cool.
She's very hip today.
And you just look
with
like
my
you're,
leather pants
you look
on.
More businessy today, Nicole. It's
Nicole,
not that,
you look more conservative.
Yeah,
like,
more conservative, more businessy. It's not that you don't look hip and cool, you just look like you're either coming from or going to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So I walk in and the guy's like, oh my God, I said, oh, I'm so cold. Yeah, I left my little suede jacket in the car because it was raining, so I ran in to CBS real quick, and then Nicole walks in behind me.
Your cleavage?
I don't have any cleavage out. I have no cleavage out, okay? Do you see cleavage?
No.
Where do you see cleavage?
No cleavage.
It's that sexy T-shirt.
It's a revealing T-shirt. So what did the guy say to you?
Real
what
quick,
happened?
He said, oh, behind me, Nicole comes walking. He goes, oh my gosh, is that you? That's your mommy? That's your mother? And I said, yeah,
no,
mommy.
Papi.
He was Latino. He says, that's your mother? And this must be your mother? She looks just like you.
He thought you guys were mother and daughter.
And I said, yes, mommy.
I said, I don't know whether I want to shoot you Well, me first.
Well, that wasn't very nice, Nicole. You don't say that walking in and we have to pass through security. Like, you dumbass.
You deserve that.
Of course, Teresa tells the story because she's proud to be of the course. Daughter in this scenario. Yeah. Yeah, so she's like, let me tell you what happened today.
Yeah, let me tell you what happened today.
I was like, bye-bye, Poppy.
Bye-bye, Nicole, mommy. We'll never tell the story again.
Yeah. Mommy. Mommy. As talking about that, as I have my housekeeper calling me, I have one of my best friends calling me. Because when we were away on the cruise, my housekeeper doesn't say that. That was another thing. Oh, wait. First of all, I want to hear about your drunken story.
Oh, okay. So my drunken story is not me. It was my neighbor.
It's not Cooper.
I could control my alcohol.
Oh, shucks.
But I have this neighbor who's an adult. It's not like she's 15, okay, or 20. I have this neighbor that is an adult. She's got to be in her 30s, at least, if not older. Okay. Now, she lives in the apartment with, from what I heard from the doorman, it's her uncle's apartment or it's some family apartment. It's a two-bedroom. She's in one. He's in the other. They're family.
Is it her puppy? It could be. Okay, go on.
So I've heard her before kind of raging and the music blaring and that kind of thing, which is so weird for a woman in her 30s. Well, I guess either she lost her key or didn't take it with her, or they got into a fight, but she came in at some ungodly hour of the morning. Now, this is last night, so we're talking about like a Sunday night, okay? Like on a Sunday night. She comes back drunk and wasted. She's pounding on the door. I guess he didn't let her in. I woke up this morning early to take the dog out.
Who was she?
She was curled up in a ball in front of her door in the hallway. She slept there all night, just passed. But she was passed out drunk. Like the shoes were right next to her. She was wearing her outfit from the night before. Yeah, she was like fully dressed,
so she was...
handbag, all of it, just laying there. And she didn't look like she had slept there like on purpose. It looked like she just passed out there.
Well, you know, maybe Uncle or Poppy was teaching her a lesson.
You think?
I don't, obviously. I mean, he wouldn't let her in.
I took a picture. I'll have to show you guys.
Oh, come on. I want to see it.
I couldn't resist.
I want to see it.
I was like, she's passed out of my hallway. And I didn't. And here's what an asshole I am. I did not even bother to like shake her or move her. Are you okay?
Give her a blanket?
No, nothing. I took a picture.
That's great.
So funny.
And then I left with the dog.
Oh, my God. We had the worst flight coming home. Believe it or not, yeah. Our flight, we sat on the runway.
What brings up flights? We're talking about drunk people.
Because I'm going to tell you this why. Because I passed out on the way home. 2.5 hours on the flight. I had taken a Benadryl, my allergies, and all of a sudden, my son tells me when I woke up, when we landed, that the woman next to me, I was leaning on her, out cold, and she's snapping
selfies. She was young. She was a young kid. She was so pretty.
Of me, and I go, Joey,
she was probably like, that's a housewife. Oh, my God.
So here I am. Joey says, like, my mouth is a little open, which I don't sleep with my mouth open.
She was very pretty, the kid. I saw her.
She was a beautiful little girl, and all of a sudden.
She wasn't a little girl. She was a teenager, probably about 18.
So Joey told me that my head leans on her, and she's snapping selfies of her and I.
Oh, my God. God.
Yeah, I said, Joey, next time, you better wake me up.
Why didn't he stop her?
He thought it was funny. My son.
She was probably, no, she was so cute.
He goes, Mom, she was pretty, too.
But the crazy thing is, I passed by. I saw you sleeping on her. And I'm like, doesn't this kid mind that your head is on
Well,
her?
I wish that someone would have told me.
Nah,
and been like, Nicole,
you.
Wake up. So, yeah, someone was taking
I love that everyone
pictures.
Noticed and nobody said anything. Like, nobody was like, Nicole, wake up. You're laying on a kid.
It will pop up somewhere on social media. Me.
And there's Nicole.
Sleeping on someone who I don't even know.
But I'm sure you looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, I do want to share something. We have to tell a funny story what happens on the cruise.
Oh, good. No, because you know what it is? On the cruise, number one, now picture, you have 4,000 people, so you're going to get like a mix-mosh of people, okay?
Right.
And I mean, there are a lot of great people, a lot of fans. Oh, my God, a lot of housewife fans. Like, but crazy. Yeah. Sometimes it was the point where, oh, my God, it's very sweet. I love you guys. Thank you. Like, amazing fans. But there were times where, oh, my God, they were just like... It was almost a little crazy.
Too much. It was almost too much.
I can't believe how fans take it to a point of they're almost obsessed.
Like what?
They
like kind of
like follow you
Constant
around.
Pictures.
Constant
and then
pictures.
Teresa, when we were taking pictures with our friends, they were pulling us over. And Teresa was like, well, with,
no,
know,
no.
We
but then they're like
pictures.
Photobombing at pictures, and then it's like, you know, a lot of drunk people on a cruise, and. Oh, my God. And then there's this one couple, very good looking. There was a group of Mormons.
Oh, my God.
No, it sounds funny. But, well, listen to this. A group of Mormons. That sounds horrible. No. There was a group of people. They were Mormons. They were from Utah. But now my son.
Of course they were from Utah.
Right. Where else would they be from?
But my
Mormon territory.
My
capital
son world. Thinks it's hysterical. And my nephew, now we have a lot of kids, a lot of teenagers, a lot of 19, 20. They have over 18, you're allowed to drink wine and beer also on the waters.
Oh.
So they're allowed to drink over 18, you know? So now we're all together, all the kids. So this one guy, my son says, Ma, this family, these couples are wild. You can't even imagine what's going on. This one couple is married. They had to be, what, 20?
Mm-hmm.
They were young.
Wow.
He was good looking. She was beautiful.
No, the older couple was old. What are you talking about? He was 37. Couple. The dentist?
The young couple. They were swingers.
What?
Well, listen mm-hmm. to this.
How did you find that out?
How are we going to tell you this? Because one wants to listen to this. So now, long story short, my son comes over to me and says, Ma, you got to hear the story. They come over and says, oh, he goes, we're Mormons. I said, oh, my God, you know, whatever. That's great. I don't care what you are, whatever. He says, well, we left the religion. We're not Mormons anymore because they were very strict. We were married virgins. We're not virgins anymore. But I have to tell you the story.
He definitely had the hots for Teresa.
He goes, I cannot believe this is your son. I can't believe this is your son. I said, why? He goes, oh, my God. Number one, you know, you look very young. Thank you very much. But he is gorgeous.
You look like Nicole's daughter.
Oh, my God. He goes, your son is gorgeous. And no, it gets bad. It gets
today.
Really bad. He says, I really, oh, God, this podcast is not PG, okay? All kids cover ears.
We said the F word like 20 times.
No, but you know what he says? I really, I wanted, what are you saying, Nicole?
I would like my wife to sleep with your son, Giovanni.
And he wanted to watch.
He goes, no. He
no,
goes,
and that way I can
He
have.
Goes, you know, as soon as I saw your son, I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know how old he is. I want that guy to fuck my wife. And me, because I already have someone that I found. So we're swingers. We left the Mormon religion because we were too young. We were virgins when we got married. We never experienced other people. Mm. And now we swing. So what we're doing on this cruise is I have someone. Now I need my wife. So now right away, I look at my
son. So they chose Giovanni.
Giovanni did not sleep with them.
Giovanni,
I said, Giovanni.
A million years.
Giovanni goes, Ma. He goes, I think it's funny. Of course, I'm not going to sleep with the girl. She's gorgeous. But you had to see her. Big
right.
boobs, dark hair. I mean,
blue eyes.
She
Very
looked like
pretty.
She was like, I don't know, 20-something. So, but they were 30-something.
He was 37.
So long story short, I told Giovanni, listen, Giovanni, I know you can make your own decisions, but please do not get involved in this nonsense because, personally, people that are just swinging all over the place, I don't trust them with diseases. I just don't. You're
right,
on a boat.
That's a problem.
You're on a boat. A bunch of us already got quarantines. I'll tell you that
story. Oh, no. Well, no, but the bigger issue, but the fact that Mormons, it means that they weren't really educated about STDs and about
You're
how to protect
really
themselves.
Not.
You know, it's one thing. Swingers know to protect themselves and use condoms and all that. Mm. My fear with people like that is the fact that they've come out of this religion and they've had zero education whatsoever.
And they're just
fucking
everything.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God.
That would be my fear.
So of course, my nephew is next to me. And then we're talking to this other Mormon couple who know, you know, they're like, they don't do that. They don't swing. They're just very dedicated to each other. So my nephew's so cute, Rob. He says, wow, Aunt Teresa, this was awesome. This was such an education. I never knew about swingers and this and that. And they just educated all our kids about this. I'm like, great. Stay away. Then we have, oh my God, we had the craziest people on this cruise. We really did. We had, our other best friend winds up getting quarantined. He had the flu, so he had to stay in his room for 24 hours with a mask on his face.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow, they're really serious about that kind of thing on a
cruise.
It was
really serious. Then, and they take your card away, so you can't go anywhere to get a drink or get food because they don't want you to leave your room.
And they don't want you to infect anybody else.
It's very easy on a ship, too, infect other people.
Is there a doctor that came and helped him? Like, what happens if you have the flu?
No. There's
like a
mini hospital.
There's an infirmary on the ship that looks like forget about
which
it.
We all wound up there too, and that's
what?
Another. Now, on a serious note,
you all ended up in the infirmary.
It was so crazy.
Why?
You know, we had such a great time.
Well, two with bronchitis.
I had the flu.
I mean, it was crazy.
It was insane, but. And then
you're making cruising sound terrible.
It's horrible.
It's just the flu
well,
and
listen,
Mormons who want to have sex with you.
Listen,
really?
I think after this cruise, 30 of us, 29 of us, I think we had it. We said to ourselves, we did this. Now, no more.
Oh my
we are
God.
Taking.
To rest on a beautiful note, Tortola was beautiful. The beaches were magnificent. We had a great time
Bahamas
in the Bahamas.
Was great. The kids had a blast. Like,
wait, Tortola, did you guys get to Apple Bay? Where'd you go in Tortola?
We went to some resort. It was gorgeous. I forgot the name of it now.
It was so gorgeous you forgot the name.
Well, you know what it was? I want to tell you. I was so really in a tizzy by the time I got there because the hillsides and the curvy roads in Tortola, by the time I got to the resort, I couldn't have a drink fast enough. It was so scary. And we were on this bus with 29 of us.
Right.
And, you know, there's no railings on the side of like these hills.
Mountains.
Forget about it.
I know.
It.
I used to live there. And I know it well.
And this guy was going fast around these hills. I swear. I thought when I tell you, my friend Sonia was praying in Spanish the whole time. Gina was doing the rosary. I was praying. Everyone was praying that we were a bundle of nerves by the time we got to this darn resort. And then knowing that we had to get on the bus to do that all over again, it was so, so scary.
Did you stay overnight at the resort at least?
No, we just spent the day there. Just for the day. But it was very scary. I mean, You live there, so you know how steep.
Yeah, I do.
I'm sorry, I can't contribute to this conversation because I wasn't in Tortola. I was in my room. I had bronchitis.
Oh, no.
She was in bed.
Yeah,
so,
I was in bed.
Tortola was beautiful. St. Thomas. I mean,
St. Thomas, I was there. I got attacked. Oh, my God, a big iguana. He was about 3 feet. Right. He was huge. He smacked me in the head.
What?
I was taking a selfie with him. See, of course, I had a little.
Of course,
I was having a cocktail, and I'm like, selfie with the iguana. It was huge.
Iguana.
Let me tell you, that iguana felt like you did on the cruise with all the tourists coming over and being like, oh my God, a housewife. You were like, oh my God, an iguana.
Like, oh my God, an iguana. He was like, fuck off.
Funny.
Wait, fuck off.
I want to. Wait.
Fuck off, bitch.
You're like the 30th person today.
Cooper, what was so funny is Teresa.
He was so cute.
I mean, he was a 4-foot iguana.
He was big.
Wait. Sonia, who was hysterical, she's so funny, my girlfriend. She goes, from far away, is that an alligator? And we're like, no, Sonia. This is the one
we're not
I told
the most
you.
Intelligent.
This is the one a few weeks ago. Wait, do you remember a few weeks ago I told you my friend went to go put the eye drops in her eye and she did the crazy glue?
Yes.
Well, this was the alligator.
What
Sonia,
a shock.
Okay. So we were like, no,
there
are
alligators here?
No, I'm that like, is no. A huge iguana. So it was a 4-foot iguana.
Bless her heart.
And Teresa just sat down and Teresa thinks it's so cute taking a selfie with this.
First, I did kissy face.
Huge
with him.
Iguana. Liked that. She was doing like kissy like, face. Well, all of a sudden, went by this beautiful little lake and there's tons of turtles and there's a big iguana and Teresa turns her back.
I turned my back. I was trying to take a selfie.
She was trying to get a selfie. Well, this iguana charged at her back and jolted her.
He hit my face so hard.
He hit her. Thank the God back of her head. Yes. Yeah. So it was so funny because I started hysterical laughing and she was in shock and I said, Teresa, she goes, who just pushed me? And I go, that was the iguana. That was the iguana.
Who just pushed me?
I go, I think he's had it with you already. Like, enough kissy selfie
was
face.
Was there a guy with the iguana? Or was wild iguana?
No, he just walks around the resort. He's amazing. They all do this. They're big, too.
You have to post the picture because you have enough selfies.
Was it just a day trip at St. Thomas also? Okay.
Yeah, St. Thomas, Tortola, Bahamas.
That was Sugar Bay. Sugar Bay, I think.
Sugar Bay, yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was
beautiful.
Nice.
Sugar Bay was beautiful. And the people were amazing.
I'd say St. Thomas, the people were so beautiful.
Always,
so nice, so kind. Tortola, I have to tell you, the British Virgin, not too nice.
When I was living in St. Thomas, and we used to spend a lot of time in Tortola because my friends all worked at this place called Sebastian's that was on Apple Bay. The mayor of Tortola used to greet everybody who came off the boats with chocolate chip cookies. It was the friendliest, most lovely island.
Wow.
St. Thomas, I worked at, I don't know if it's still there, it's called the Greenhouse, and it's this big giant restaurant where it's where all the ships pull up.
Okay.
There's like a bunch of restaurants there. The Greenhouse is like the one because they have the best salads in like all of St. Thomas.
Really?
Yeah, and there was literally like a revolving door, like at the as you come in because there were so many people just in and out.
Oh wow!
But yeah, we made a fortune
there.
But so I lived in an area called Dorothea, which is the north side of the island of St. Thomas. So I lived on the north side of the island. You probably didn't get over there, right?
No,
you just stayed.
It took us 35 minutes to get to our resort.
No, you probably went. You probably went south rather than
we didn't go on the other side.
Yeah, you didn't go on the other side of the island.
We had to be back.
Right.
Yeah. Well, next time.
But you got to see. I mean, St. Thomas is really beautiful, isn't it?
St. Thomas is magnificent.
Reef we went to last
Tortola,
time. Tortola. Nice.
I mean, the beach was magnificent. So it was beautiful. So we did have a really
good time.
We had a very good time.
Getting
quarantined.
We had a very
a
good
days.
Time. It's just, you know, 29 people. We had a great time. We all get along great. We're all the best of friends. It's just, there's always something happening.
How do you know 29 people to travel with? I don't even know 29 people.
Well, you notice we have a lot of children.
Oh, so it's like moms and kids?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You were getting into the story about why we also saw the infirmary.
Oh, yeah, the infirmary.
Oh, yeah,
no,
why?
No, no. Well, that was another thing. Now, you see, that was a whole big thing. We're going to have to talk about this another time because I know it's almost time now because time flies. But, you know,
no,
that's
we got
the,
time. You
that's
go.
The whole thing about drinking, like underage. Now I have a new thing. Like, of course, over 18, they're allowed to have wine and beer on the open seas. And, you know, you watch the kids and, you know, some kids are more responsible than others. And then I have, you know, all my son's, you know, my other son's best friend, I call my nephew. He obviously drank too much. But it was very scary because, you know, I'm looking at all the kids. We're all up at the top deck. There's a huge party going on. I said, where is so-and-so? Oh, he went back to the room. He had a little too much to drink. And Nicole and I said, we're going to go check on him. We're adults. He's my responsibility. He's away with me. We went back to the room. It was very scary. I wound up, you know, he wound up going right to the infirmary. I wound up freaking out. I almost thought the kid was dead. Fine. We went to
wow.
It was bad, it was but bad. That's what these kids don't understand. Like,
right.
It's like they think, and they're allowed. I mean, and he's almost 20 years old. He's allowed to have the wine and beer when too much is too much. I personally, thank God the kid was breathing. You know, his vitals, thank God, were okay. His pressure was okay. But it's like these kids don't understand where it's just a matter of a second where it's too much. And they're out cold. They're by themselves. They could throw up. And so that was very scary. So now I came back and I'm like, you know what, kids? You all had a great time. To me now, you with me, I'm sorry. Now he lost his privilege.
Right. That's smart. Yeah.
He lost his
that.
Privilege.
Yeah.
That's it. Now wait till you're 21 to drink. Because what I went through, I said, you just took, you know, 30 years off my life. He freaked me out, this kid.
So I'll now bet. You look like a mother.
Now I look like a mother. And then we come home, and then we hear from my mother that her son has a huge party at the house.
What?
These kids just, I don't
wait, where were your parents?
Home.
Oh, they were home
they were,
when,
yeah,
oh, okay,
they
so they were
Anthony.
Home when they had the party. Oh,
exactly.
So what's the big deal then?
Because the grandparents and my parents are senior citizens.
And they can't be responsible.
I do not want anyone to have a party in my home unless I'm home because I can at least watch over. I don't want my parents to be responsible for that.
And Nicole will not allow drinking.
And I
in
will
a
not
house.
Exactly.
No, but your son is such a good boy. Do you really think anything bad happened?
Bottom line is, I can't have 18 kids
I don't
in my house
trust kids
when
today. I
am not home. That's it.
Right.
So, bottom
wow, even
line
if your
is,
parents are, that's really interesting.
My parents, oh yeah.
See, my parents, I don't understand how they did not say everybody out. I
right.
would have thrown everybody out. You know what it is? I have no patience. Like, I don't know where all of a sudden children, where these tables turns, where they think they have authority or they think they have a right. They don't.
Right.
They don't have certain rights. Like, to me, like I told my parents, are you kidding me? What did you do? Stay upstairs? Well, you know what? No matter what, we're still the grandparents. They were so strict with us. I don't know what happened to them.
Oh, they were so
I would have
strict.
Called every single parent and throw them out on their ass and been like, you're out of
bottom
here.
Line is, I'm not having kids over in my home unless I'm home.
Right.
So even if I wasn't away and if it was a Saturday night and Anthony said, oh, I'm going to have 10, 15 kids over,
mm-hmm.
I would not be out. I would be home upstairs watching a movie and just making sure overseeing everything.
But would your parents have allowed you guys to have a party at their house?
No way.
So, but yet they allow their grandson.
No way.
They would allow a party. But then again, I have to say, there would never be like drinking. They would never allow that. You can today. You know what, Cooper? It is so detrimental today to see these kids. This is not even like, I have to say, as crazy as it sounds, I almost think our generation was almost more responsible. I can't help but think that it was.
And you know, the thing is, your kids' generation have parents that will sue you if anything happens to
Thank
their
you.
Kids.
Thank you.
You know, can you imagine? Like, I can think of all my friends who used to come to my house when my parents were away and get drunk and throw up, and their parents were like, you know, you idiot. They blame their own kid.
Right.
Now they blame the parents who are away, who allowed their stupid young daughter to have the party, and suddenly now they're holding everybody responsible, and it's like a big rift in the friendships, and
it is.
The lawyers are involved. I mean, I hear these stories all the time. It's like people are so litigious.
Yes.
But you know what it is? I think as parents, it is our moral responsibility today now to really oversee. People say, well, is it your responsibility to oversee another person's kid?
Absolutely.
It is if
yes.
they're in your house.
That's right.
It is. Like for me, I was on vacation and this kid was old enough to drink, but I took him on vacation. And that, when I tell you, it upset me beyond belief. I can't get the thought out of my head. I cannot believe that this kid drank so much that literally I ran the room. I almost started giving him compressions.
Wow.
Like I almost thought I had to feel him breathe. His breathing was so it was so shallow. It was so like compromised that once I knew his vitals were okay, and this was under my watch, and I saw the kid in a matter of seconds, he drank too much, and he was old enough to drink wine and beer. So it's like these parents have to open their eyes. Now it's almost to the point, I think, where you know what? Now that these kids, you know who the kids are. You got to stop it. You know what, kids? You're not 21. Too fucking bad.
Right.
Now, forget even the 18. You're on the open seas. I told the nurse and the infirmary.
It's about being
shame on you guys,
though, Teresa. We go back to that. It's all right. About responsibility.
Always.
Our dear friend, her daughter was in a very, very bad car accident this weekend. Why?
This weekend?
This weekend. The car overturned.
The car overturned.
One of my best friend's daughters.
Yes. And they had to pull them out through the windshield because
the kid was
speeding. A week having his driver's license. These kids have to know it's all about just being responsible, whether you get behind a wheel, whether you put something in your mouth, whether you put something down your throat, whatever you do, you must be responsible.
That's why for all the parents out there, you gotta constantly, it's about communication with your kids. And you know what? It's never enough. It's constantly affirming because these parents think they talk to their kids. We do. And let me tell you something.
Open communication.
It's a constant reminder.
Every single day, you just have to always talk to your kids.
Right. But it's also about the parents taking some responsibility, because why is a kid that just got their license alone in a car with a friend?
Well, he got his license, and you're not supposed to have
three
four
other kids.
Right. That's
in
what I mean.
Car with you. Exactly.
And that's up to the parents to make sure that doesn't happen.
Absolutely.
But we all did stupid things when we were kids. It's just that luckily we made it out alive. You know, but you're right. It's a different generation of kids now.
Different.
They're much more infantilized because you've got parents who are telling them how great and wonderful and special they are. So they think that they're better than everybody else. And that kind of stuff happens to other people. It's never going to happen to me.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's amazing to me how many parents I see right in front of me take zero responsibility for their own children. Where was I? I was on the bus because I'm a big bus. I'm a bus and subway girl. So I'm on the bus and there's this kid who's running up and down the aisles and the mother is just sitting there.
Wow.
Just sitting there, and the kid's running up and down, and he's screaming, and he's laughing and kicking bags and stuff, and the mother is doing nothing.
Nothing.
And finally, this older woman turned around and said, "Whose kid is this?"
Yeah, right?
And the woman looked up "How dare you? How dare you tell me how to parent? How dare you tell me how to parent my kid?" And luckily, there were enough other parents on the bus that turned around and gave the parent the evil eye, no, none of us think this is okay.
Exactly.
But the fact is, how do you not, if I had a kid who was running up and down, I'd be sit down, stop it. You don't,
it's
how do you not say a word?
Your child.
Cooper, I agree.
What is up with
I'm
that?
Like you.
Discipline,
I have no patience for parents
discipline.
That just don't take the reins.
It's bad enough when they do it with dogs.
Yeah.
Control your dog, control your kids. That's the message of today's podcast. Yeah.
Yes.
And for those out there listening, don't speed.
Yes, don't
be
speed.
Be responsible.
Be careful.
When you drink, please.
Exactly.
Please. Love you all. Glad to be back, everybody.
All right. Well, if you want to hear some more Girls in Heels, go back and listen to some podcasts that you missed. Tell your friends about how wonderful we are and how much you love us.
The word.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Teresa, Nicole, and I are back next week with another exciting episode of Girls in Heels. Thank you so much for downloading.
Kisses, kisses. Ciao, ciao.